Me too.
I
need to make it so my phone doesn't turn off when I'm always on display. Fuck you. Wait, no, is that... What do you mean edge lighting?
Speaking of edge, I tried edging earlier. I don't have the
Don't hurt yourself.
Dude, I'm about to have a stroke.
Discipline?
I don't know what it is. It's not discipline. It's self-control.
That's also discipline, but yeah.
Rim me.
No.
We already agreed to this.
No. Look, if I fucking rim you, you know my dick is going in your fucking ass, and it's already lubed up for it.
Dude, do you want to eat some of that? Do you want to eat some of those cocoa pebbles you're about to go digging through?
Okay, let's fucking not. This is fucking disgusting.
Fuel for the girls to start talking about us dating.
I had somebody asked if I was gay today for you, and I told them that I wouldn't mind kissing my man, but saying no homo afterwards.
Well, we know, so we don't have to say no homo.
Y'all, I have an announcement to make. Ronald gave me a kiss on the cheek, so now I either have crime disease or I have the N-word pass.
It's both. It's a trade-off. You decide whether it was worth it or not.
I will.
In my opinion, nothing's worth it. Why would you ever want to be black?
Okay.
So on the first episode, we talked about how... Go on.
Here's the goal for this episode, dude. Try your fucking hardest to not be fucking retarded, please.
Alright, at what point in time do we have to start this challenge?
Now.
Like maybe... Hold on, let me get it out right now. And then we'll start. Alright, I'm good.
Dude, is it sad to say I can see the position you're making that sound in without even fucking, like, looking at you?
Fetal explosion!
So, I've been watching a lot of videos about Elon Musk recently. And let me say, I've never... Stop. And I have never looked up to somebody so fucking bad, dude. Like, he doesn't give a shit what anybody fucking thinks. Like,
he sent a car to space.
No, he made it, like, possible for us to, like, reuse fucking fuel capsules, and that's, like, fucking amazing. Imagine,
well, yeah,
imagine
Elon Musk is the guy.
Fucking
Elon
rocket.
Musk is the guy that made Facebook, right?
That's Mark Zuckerberg.
I know.
I think Elon did Tesla, PayPal, SpaceX, and something else. I can't remember it though. And watching him do shit.
I remember that. No, wait. Yeah.
What?
Don't you remember there was like mad controversy over him smoking pot?
Oh, yeah. He says he doesn't get anything from it, though. But, like, the fact that he does not give a shit about what anybody fucking thinks is just... I aspire to be the multi-billion dollar fucking person that just doesn't give a shit. Like, your fucking company's going bankrupt? You know, fuck you guys. I'm still making money at it.
Company's going bankrupt. Flamethrower!
He fucking did that. He called it not a flamethrower, and that's fucking awesome.
Dude, he's like us, but the billionaire version.
Dude, I want to be like him, but the billionaire version, like, actually.
I want to be him, but just like the thousandaire, because you know, I can't set my goals too high.
I don't want to be happy. I want to be rich.
You already are.
Dude, it sounded like Chris just sneezed in reverse.
They're normally essentially him just screaming.
No, like you're just trying to like fucking sneeze. You just go, ah!
Achoot!
Achoot.
No, achoo. So,
because I've been watching his videos and like a couple other people's videos, like I thought, you know, why not? And so I'm trying to start like a website that I can like sell fucking like custom made t-shirts on and shit. And let me tell you, trying to learn to fucking program is the most difficult fucking thing you will ever do in your life, dude.
I mean, I tried a coding class once. It was nothing. Straight nothing.
Well, like, I'm trying to, like, code, like, fucking self-taught, like, watching YouTube videos and shit on it. And it is... It's proper fucking hard. Fuck.
Dude, you want to know who my favorite... Dude, who is your favorite cartoon character?
Favorite cartoon... Mordecai from Regular Show.
Dude, I'm gonna have to go with Johnny Flesh.
For those of you who do not get the reference, go look up fucking Johnny Flesh and come back to us in a couple minutes, or just leave the podcast going. It doesn't matter.
Actually, no. Well, I'll sing them some background music right now as they do that.
I've been listening to fucking music. Ba 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 ba. All right, that's enough.
Yeah.
No, like, I deadass look up to Elon Musk because he's just, like, this guy, against all fucking odds, managed to become a multi-billion dollar person, and then uses that money to fucking improve humanity. Like, that shit's fucking cool.
And, you know, make not a flamethrower, but that's a completely different story.
When he made his, like, fucking, what's it, the car that went to space, it said fucking stay calm on the steering wheel. Or no, it said don't panic.
Of course.
And then...
Why would you ever panic going to space?
And then...
Dude, I find
On his, find like, actual, like, spaceship that, like, sent it up there, like, there was, like, a little green chip inside the fucking thing, and it said made on Earth by humans.
Dude, honestly, I find space so interesting and so terrifying.
Another thing about Elon Musk, just real quick. Fucking, for an April Fool's joke, he said that Tesla was going bankrupt. And everybody freaked the fuck out about it. And then he got interviewed for it. Bankrupt. And then he got fucking interviewed for it, and, you know, they're like, why would you do that? And he's like, well, it's April Fool's. I thought it would be funny. Or actually, it was funny. And they're like, Elon, that's not funny. Like, a lot of people are worried about it. And he just said, fucking, well, too bad. Like, that's fucking awesome.
Why would you do that? It's funny?
April Pool!
April Jewel!
That's gotta be a fucking Jewel flavor now.
It's legit. It, someone has to make April Jewel's Day.
The day after April Fool's.
April Jewel.
Don't you just hate it when you, like, bust a nut and you put on your fucking, like, underwear and that shit just, like, keeps coming out over, like, the next maybe 3 minutes?
Dude, don't you hate it whenever you accidentally wear your poo sock to school instead of your regular socks?
I thought it was brown.
Brown flavor.
So, like...
Dude, can we get Jewel doo-doo flavor?
Honestly, I kind of... I I don't want to say I want to, but, like, I wonder what ass does taste like.
You know, probably do. You laughed at that.
I did. It wasn't a real laugh, though.
It was more just you snorting.
Yo, school got fucking canceled, by the way.
Yay.
Just a little tidbit for all you fucking gamers out there. School got fucking canceled. Like, my dad was, like, right beside me, and, like, we got the phone call, and the phone started ringing, and I was like, like, that laugh exactly. And he picks up, and he picks up the phone, and it goes, the Raypec District, and I went,
shut up, you're not allowed to laugh.
You just go fucking straight face. No, Chris.
I did. The Raypec School.
The Raypec School District.
I wonder how long it took for us. You know, you said our challenge is to not be autistic or not be retarded. I wonder how long that actually lasted.
Well, you know what? We'll do it at school. It doesn't start now, but we'll do it at school. I'm going to put on some here. Don't say anything. I'm not going to be able to hear it for a couple seconds while I put on some music to listen to while we do this.
Okay.
Alright, I'm back. I'm putting on some bamboo music or some shit. It goes on for an hour. That's all I know.
Some ching ching bong twang music?
Yep.
Oh, did you hear about me almost shitting my pants in robotics?
The fuck? I do tell. Right. Do fucking tell. Just know that at least 50 people are gonna hear this.
I'm okay.
Can I almost shit his pants?
Well, I've basically mastered the art of silent farting. It's, what you gotta do, like, say you're farting when you sit down, what you gotta do is you gotta shuffle around in your seat, spread your cheeks so it doesn't make any noise whenever you fart, and then you just gotta let it out very slowly. And that's what saved my life. So,
until the day when the hole was too big for the poo-poo chute.
Pace down the hall.
Turns out it has a disability.
Nurse. He goes, yeah, just poo-poo pace down the hall.
Alright, so go ahead and tell us.
Alright. So, I had the fart. So, I assume the position. And I about let it out. And there's this heat of 1,000 suns that is just about ready to exit my sphincter. And I plug up the hole very, very quickly and whisper to myself, not today, Satan! And, that's how I saved my life from, the doo-doo demons.
Alright, so, let's get real here for a minute.
Alright, after talking about...
In the next, like, 100 years, we'll say that, where do you see humanity being? I mean, we'll all be fucking dead, but, like, where do you see humanity?
Down the shitter.
Describe.
I mean, take a look at us now. I mean, it's like, I was born in the wrong generation, that sort of thing. It's like that sort of thing. Because I'm like behind all of these trends and yet still ahead of them all. Because we're sitting here joking.
What if all the egocentric people were just gone next year and we had 100 years to do with them?
Oh, that'd be great. Maybe we'd actually get something done. because people aren't all, oh, yo, you're trash at Fortnite. It's not just all of that. It's people actually knowing what they're good at and knowing what they're bad at and trying to get better at what they're bad at and trying to get better at what they're good at instead of just,
oh, exactly.
Yo, football head. Rebuilding head. Or an arcade.
A friend of you out there that want to learn something that's pretty simple and very time consuming, but it's also very productive and rewarding. Learn the programs and like the programming languages and like all that shit to build a fucking website. I'm starting myself, but I do suggest that a lot of you fucking go out and do that. Even if it's like you're not even gonna use like the domain. Just fucking do it.
What type of shirts are you gonna make?
Painting. I don't know. I don't even know if I'm gonna make branded shirts. I don't even know if there's gonna be like a brand title to it.
Yeah, dude, have it like, don't include tags because people can rip off the tags. Like the shirt that I wear, it's a black American Eagle shirt, and it literally has on the inside of the shirt, it says American Eagle. Have it like that.
Well, like, but don't be, I like, plan on not having like a name. I plan on, so you know, like Indian, like tomahawks.
Yeah.
I want to use that because, like, I want the shirts to be kind of, like, stylish but also rugged at the same time. So they're not, like, fucking pussy soy boy kind of t-shirts.
Cave Gar.
But it's, I need, like, a couple months to be able to fucking form everything together.
Oh, I was about to say, don't be like Nike or Supreme where you, like, overprice your shirts for something that's literally just a logo.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. I know JCPenney, sells t-shirts for, like, fucking $24. The price that I'm willing to float around is around 19 to 20.
Well, yeah.
Or not 19 to 20, 18 to 20.
You also have to factor in the fact that you don't really...
You just glitched the fuck out for me, what'd you say?
You also have to factor in the fact that you don't know how to make shirts, I assume.
You don't need to make shirts, you can just, like, design them online. You can ship them to people. Yeah.
I let out a squeaky fart.
That, or I can buy, like, just plain white or black t-shirts, and I can buy, like, a printing press for them. I can just print designs onto them.
I absolutely love just wearing, like, plain shirts, like, plain white or plain blue, or maybe, like, a monochromatic look.
I like dark red, or not dark red, but, like, slightly dark red, but it's still bright.
Yeah.
Like, t-shirts, and then dark blue t-shirts. They're like, my absolute fucking favorite.
I mean, the tie-dye shirt that I made, that's not really tie-dye at all. It's just the bunch of, like, black, pink, and green on the white t-shirt. That one's, like, one of my favorite t-shirts.
If I even do this, like, I'm not saying I'm going to because it's probably not a good idea anyway, but fuck it, I'll try. Like, if I do end up doing this, I'm gonna make a t-shirt for you that says my comedy career written in Comic Sans.
The original from Ryan, just in Sharpie. Then there's you in Comic Sans. Actually, no. I want a dude. I'm gonna take your idea, and I want an arrow pointing up to my face, and I said, "I'm Sans." Cause you're a gnat. Yo, dude, Ryan didn't have to quit forensics. You want to know why?
Why?
Schnocky gave him a part on the improv team.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I told him.
Good for him.
Yeah. I can actually pull up the text. Hold up.
I just didn't want to do it anymore, dude. It took up my time. It was kind of worthless.
Yeah, it wasn't fun or anything. I said, how did it go? I had, 3:40-something. He said she's still giving her beginning speech. She's going over drops and categories. I said, I wonder why. And just think, you're quitting right after that. He said, she offered me a spot on improv, so I'm going to stay in forensics. I said, called it. Have fun.
Good for him, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad he decided to stay.
Hell yeah. That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I had to cough really quickly.
Can you not fucking do that, dude? It's actually starting to fucking piss me off.
Good.
Just, you know what? When the time reaches fucking 21 minutes, you can talk again.
Yeah. It's reached 21 minutes. Why are you breathing?
Okay, so... Fucking retard. Because I don't mean to be fucking, like, weird, like... white basic bitch mode here, but like, have you heard the stuff going on with Kaden?
What?
Have you heard about like stuff going on with Kaden?
Dean,
the one that's in our social studies class.
No.
Oh, well, he's in the hospital.
Why?
I'm not 100% sure yet.
How much do you want to bet it was a suicide attempt?
Maybe.
Everybody at this school either says they're depressed and actually means it, says they're depressed and fakes it, or cuts himself and tries to hide it. And then there's you.
I'm the third option.
Well, you don't try and hide it. You wear t-shirts and then come to school. Giant, like, it looks like you drag a pair of shears across your, like, forearm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks
like... I don't try and hide it, dude. I honestly don't regret it.
I don't hide it.
I don't feel ashamed of having those marks there. I really don't. I could not get less of a shit about it.
You want to know the funniest part to all of that?
Mm.
You were never called in the counselor's office for that.
Dude, I held my arms outwards, like, cuts facing outwards next to the fucking, the nurse, fucking Pam, I think that's her name?
Yeah.
Like, and I was, like, resting myself on her desk, and I was, like, facing him outwards, and she just kind of looked at my arm and didn't even do anything. I was like, all right.
She was just kind of like, ha, something more for me to deal, more pay.
No, I don't regret my cuts at all.
I don't regret slitting my wrists. Now whenever I work iron, I don't feel the pain in my arms of the burning in my muscles. I can fall off literally.
Don't... fucking I don't want to say like don't kill yourself because there's something better to life, because there honestly isn't, but don't kill yourself because you're a valuable fucking resource either to someone else or to humanity itself. Be Elon.
Imagine if everybody was Elon, dude.
Dude, we'd be fucking millions of years in the future.
Dude, no, that'd be if Christianity wasn't
That'd be thousands of years if Christianity didn't exist. You fucking twat.
Do you think if Elon Musk... What religion is Elon Musk?
He's either Scientology or he's an atheist.
Yeah, because if he was Christian, he wouldn't be working in technology. He'd be working in Amish. I don't know. He probably hasn't said what his religion is, just to be sure that he's not gonna get like a bunch of angry soccer moms.
One thing I don't like about humanity is that, like, not like humanity, but just like psychology and shit. When people are about to die, and they're not like if it doesn't happen suddenly, you don't get this. But if people are about to die and they know they're about to die, there's this eerie sense of calmness and just sort of like no fucking fear and no like anger or emotion, because your brain is actually preparing you for fucking death.
Preparing.
It's so
black.
It's so weird and fucking eerie though. Like old people are fucking badasses. They don't fucking fear death. They're like, come on, fucking bring it on. I've been playing checkers in this fucking mobile home for too long.
Mobile home, not old person's home, just straight mobile home.
Hold on, I'm gonna close my door. Someone's not.
All right, but
close it. Yeah. Oh my god. Minorities.
I'm gonna ask you this again. Stop being a fucking retard. That's actually not me asking. That's me fucking commanding you. Stop being a retard. Please.
Can't change who I am. Down syndrome Danny.
I'm gonna fucking stick Johnny Flesh on you if you don't stop.
Dude, do you think I wouldn't enjoy that? I could legit like start scratching his ears like a dog and it would feel like me just playing with my balls.
I bet you expected me to laugh at that.
No.
Nathan would have laughed at that. He would have went.
No, he would have. He would have went.
Oh yeah, you're right. Connor would have went.
I just shit my pants. Not for real, though.
You know, I actually could have gotten therapy, but I turned it down because I was feeling good for one day, and now I feel like shit again. Fuck.
You turned what down?
I could have gotten therapy for, like, seeing if I could get diagnosed for depression or, like, anxiety or something. And I turned it down because I was feeling good for a day.
Mr. Blue Sky. One day, and it goes back to Mr. Gray Sky right after.
Yep.
Chop suey, but you overslept.
Wake up.
I'm gonna do that now. I'm setting my alarm to that right now.
I already did it.
YouTube. Alright. Chop suey.
Chop stewie.
Chop suey, system of the downs.
Chop suey, but every word is table.
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 Chop suey, but you're working in a carpenter shop. Table. Just a table with it.
Chop suey, but everything is a table. Chop suey, but it's one beat off.
Chop suey, but it's trying to get ready for a dance. Makeup.
Chop suey, but it's played on a table with another table.
Chop suey, but Surge was never the same after the boot to the balls.
God damn it.
Chop suey, but it's oof suey. Boo.
Stewie.
Chop Family Guy.
Chop suey, but Surge tanky and is just, can't stop screaming and is obsessed with tables.
Alright, I think that's a wrap for tonight. I mean, we're both kind of running out of ideas here.
Yeah, chop suey, but it's medic.
Alright, see you guys later. Say bye, Kyle.
Later. Bye.
Bye.